Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. This hadith is about his son Imam Al-Askari. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the death and martyrdom of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most sad and grave day. Imam Hadi alayhi salam says the following: the Imam after me is Al-Hasan, and after Hasan, his son Al-Qa'im, the one who will rise, the one who will fill the land with fairness and justice, just as it was filled with tyranny and oppression. You know, many hadiths have been narrated regarding the virtues of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Let's recite for you a story in which some of the virtues and fawa'il of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam have been narrated. A rawi, a transmitter of hadith named Muhammad ibn Ismail, he narrates the following: the Abbasids visited Saleh bin Wasif and Saleh bin Ali and a few other deviated people from this location also visited Saleh bin Wasif when Abu Muhammad alayhi salam, meaning Imam Askari, was in prison. As you know, in general, a lot of the imams, they spent a lot of time of their lives, great portion of their lives in prison, and they were imprisoned, because by the, ruling governments of their time, because, there was this fear, they had this fear that, the imam might instigate a revolt against them, and they were fearful of them, because, the imams, they were loved by, the masses and the people, especially the oppressed and the downtrodden, and, there was always this fear on their part, of these rulers, that these imams might instigate a rebellion against them, so they used to put them in jail. Imam Askari is also one of the imams who spent a lot of his life in jail. He was also a great portion of his life he spent in an encampment, a military encampment, where he was watched, which is why the name Al-Askari was given to him, the title of Al-Askari was given to him. So this rawi, he narrates that these people went to this person when Imam Askari was in prison. This person who visited this person, he said to him, put him in strict confinement and give him no ease. Saleh, this person, he said, what more can I do with him when I have assigned two of the most evil men I could find to guard him? So this person says, I put two evil people in charge of the imam, to bother him. However, this person says, and surprisingly, those two have turned to worship, ibadat, and prayers as a result of the imam. The imam, his spiritual aura was so great and had such an effect on these two people that instead of them bothering the imam actually, he turned them into good people, and they began doing the ibadat and worship of the Imam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.